You're listening to SBS News.
The chaos in Venezuela continues to intensify as many of its continental neighbours formally recognise the opposition leader as acting president. Venezuela's military has thrown its support behind President Nicolas Maduro, accusing the opposition leader Juan Guaido of attempting a coup. Self-proclaimed President Guaido, with the backing of the United States and Latin American allies, has directly challenged Mr. Maduro's authority, but Venezuelan Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino has warned him against doing so.
I warn the people of Venezuela that a coup is taking place against the institutions, against our democracy, against our constitution, against President Nicolas Maduro, legitimate president of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela.
Mr. Maduro has been in office since 2013 and was sworn in for a second term earlier this month after winning elections in May 2018. But many declared the elections invalid after the opposition boycotted them and observers reported widespread claims of vote rigging. Juan Guaido declared himself interim president amid growing nationwide protests against Nicolas Maduro staying on as president. The United States, among others, has recognised Mr. Guaido's claim that the Constitution gives him the authority to assume power. But the US diplomatic move has angered many of Nicolas Maduro's allies, including the presidents of Russia and Turkey, who reaffirmed their support for Mr. Maduro. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticised the US move.
You must respect the ballot box. If you don't respect the ballot box, it's not called democracy. This is a totalitarian mindset, a totalitarian structure, understanding. Therefore, Maduro has come out of the ballot box.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says the US is stoking chaos in the country.
We are warning against military intervention by the United States. It would be a catastrophic scenario which would undermine the foundations of the development model which we see in Latin America. We support and will continue to support our ally Venezuela, our strategic partner.
But the US is standing by the decision, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declaring the Maduro government invalid.
The regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate. His regime is morally bankrupt. It's economically incompetent, and it is profoundly corrupt. It is undemocratic to the core. I repeat, the regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate. We therefore consider all of its declarations and actions illegitimate and invalid.
Mr. Pompeo has also called on Venezuelan security forces to protect the interim president Juan Guaido and promised $20 million of aid will be sent to the Venezuelan people.
These funds are to help them cope with the severe food and medicine shortages and other dire impacts of their country's political and economic crisis. Our announcement of aid is in response to requests from the National Assembly, led by the interim president.
President Nicolas Maduro is demanding all U.S. diplomats leave his country within 72 hours and says Venezuela will close its embassy and all consulates in the United States.
They want to intervene in Venezuela. And the way they have chosen to intervene in Venezuela is by putting in a self-proclaimed, de facto, unconstitutional puppet as president.
The United Nations Secretary General has been urging calm and stressing the need for dialogue to ease tensions. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said discussion was vital to halt the escalation of violence. Ecuador's Foreign Minister Jose Valencia supported the call in his WEF address.
But really, if we remember other experiences in Latin America, what is necessary, I believe, and it's very logical, the way, is to establish channels of dialogue between the different actors inside Venezuela. Different actors, I mean, not only among the opposition, of course, but to reach the military, to reach the government party of Chavistas.
Australia is yet to formally declare its position, but it is expected to follow the US. Australian Minister of Foreign Affairs Maurice Payne says Australia isn't taking the decision lightly.
We are very concerned at what is a clearly deteriorating political, economic and security and humanitarian situation in Venezuela, and it is having significant effects across the Latin American region. And understand other countries, including the United States, have considered supporting the President of the National Assembly. We will consider those matters.
Samantha Paniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.